Well, the IRS has $3 million it wants to return to Michigan residents if only they knew where to send it. The IRS Wednesday said that it has tax refund checks for 2,297 Michigan residents that could not be delivered because of incorrect or changed mailing addresses. The IRS can reissue the checks, which average $1,315 after taxpayers update their addresses with the tax man. A list of people due checks includes 195 people in Kent and Ottawa counties. You can go to irs.gov for more information. The State Office of Financial and Insurance Regulations released its annual list of investment traps for people trying to jumpstart their portfolios. For the sake of financial safety, investors are urged to verify the license status and check for complaints before entrusting their funds to any one company. Investors who have questions or complaints about any Michigan investment firm, professional, or product can call OFIR toll-free 877-999-6442. State officials want to spend close to $6 million next year to extend health insurance benefits to unmarried same-sex partners of state employees plus the partner's dependents. But the Michigan Civil Service Commission yesterday delayed action on the proposal after commissioners expressed concern about a lack of clarity in agreements between the Office of State Employer and employee unions. The Michigan Supreme Court ruled in 2008 that Michigan voters banned such public benefits when they approved a ballot initiative in 2004. The Michigan State Police Bomb Squad detonated a homemade bomb Wednesday that was taken from a car after a woman looking to dispose of an ex-boyfriend's explosives called police. Police told the Livingston Daily one of the females disclosed that her estranged boyfriend had been putting together homemade explosive devices at their house. A group that sued to force changes in Michigan's child welfare system says it'll ask a judge to appoint a receiver to take over management. New York-based group called Children's Rights says the Department of Human Services has repeatedly failed to meet the conditions of a 2008 agreement that called for more caseworkers and other improvements in foster care and protective services. U.S. Representative Dave Camp will become the third Michigander to become chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee and only the second in nine decades who has mid-Michigan roots. A Republican conference vote appointed him chairman-elect Wednesday, paving the way for him to formally become chairman in January when the 112th Congress convenes for the first time and formally votes on standing committee appointments. Well, General Motors' humanoid robot, Robonaut 2, made its public debut yesterday afternoon at GM's Warren Tech Center. That's according to the Detroit News. Robonaut 2, nicknamed R2, was developed by NASA and GM engineers to help further robotic technology in space and on the assembly line. With your Michigan Headline News, I'm Casey Cruz.